This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, HaystackHelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And one of our very first members of this, in 2009, was Mr. Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. We knew each other way before that as well.
Yes, we did.
But Kurt was one of our charter members, I guess we'll call it. So
one of the old guys.
One of the old guys, absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage is your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500. You can check out their website at aimortgage.net. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
How can you just not love Colorado when we have these beautiful days?
I know. I'm telling you. I was just in Montana. I just dropped by your office this morning.
Yes.
I was there Wednesday through yesterday. Left Plains, Montana yesterday morning about 5:30 and rolled into Denver about 7:30 last night. So about 1,000 miles.
That's a little bit of driving.
But I'm telling you, and I love our state, but I'm telling you what.
Wyoming?
Montana.
Or Montana?
Is unbelievable. I mean, there are some views there that are just unbelievable, but it was awesome. Well, let's talk a little about your world and the world of mortgages.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking to some guys up there just about different properties and different things there, because most everything are ranches.
Correct.
There. And
right.
I mean,
there's more space.
There's some bazillion dollar, I don't know how many zeros are in that, but there's some very expensive things there. But then there's also some, you know, little homes up there for 150 grand.
People just want to get away, find a little place, and that's it.
Absolutely.
Nice, peaceful, and quiet.
So let's talk about our housing market. What do you, you know, kind of what you saw this first half of the year? We're almost closing in on the first half. And then what do you see in the second half?
Well, the housing market is starting to change, and we're constantly getting a lot of questions, whether they're coming from an agent or people that I meet or customers that are looking for loans. You know, what's going on with the market? Can it continue this pace? And, you know, what's going to go on? Well, the quick answer to that is, yes, the market's going to continue to grow. And there's several reasons for that. One of the statistics is that 77,000 people a year are moving to Colorado. Now, that's not what it was at the beginning of last year. It was closer to 98. But that's still, you know, that's a lot of people moving to the state. And they're only able to build 10,000 homes a year. There was an article in the paper about how fast that they can build homes, and they're going to have a killer year this year, and they'll build 10,000. Well, you know, when you start to run those numbers down, if you take the 77,000 people and say that you divide that by a third or two-thirds, because there's kids and they can't buy homes, you still got 2,000 people a month, families,
right,
moving to Colorado. Well, there's only 10,000 homes, so where do they go? So the demand is going to be there. But what we are starting to see, and that's because of rates, we're starting to see the appreciation stop. In the fourth quarter of 2017, homes only appreciated about 1.24%. For the year, they appreciated at 9. But just for that quarter, they were down to 1.24%. In 2016, they appreciated at 9.62%. And in the last 5 years, here's an astronomical number. In the last 5 years, they've appreciated at 57%. So a house is 200 is now worth 3 in 5 years. So it's got to settle. It had to slow down. But it's not going to stop the housing market. The demand is still going to increase.
Right.
For example, almost 50% of all homes sold are between the price range of $135,000 to $402,000. 49% of all homes sold are in that price range. Now, 5 years ago, we thought a $402,000 house was a monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case anymore. It's pretty average. And about 42% are those homes between $402,000 and $1 million. So that part of the market has grown, and it's going to continue to grow. There's a lot of reasons for that. Projected growth for 2018 is about 1.37% in property values.
Okay.
Now, when you think of, let's think about 5% on 300,000 is 15,000. Let's think about 2% on 500,000 is 10,000. You're still a lot of money.
Sure.
So we don't get too excited about the percentage, but it's not stopping. It is going to slow down. It's going to be a little bit tougher to do. The demand is just unbelievable here in Denver, and there's nothing we can do about it. 63% of the people own a home, 37% rent. Now,
you know, when you see, keep your train of thought there, but when you see, you know, what people that, like you say, bought 5 years ago and what their house is worth now, why people rent when they know they're going to be here 5 or 10 years, I don't get.
Well, the first thing that when I read that statistic, I said 37% of the people are paying somebody else to own that house.
Yeah.
And get that appreciation. Now, not everybody can own. I get that. I see articles why renting is better than owning, and you don't have this cost and you don't have that cost. One of the articles that I read the other day, it says, well, in renting, you only have to come up with first and security. Well, first and security, if the average rent right now, which is about $1,670 for a one-bedroom, one-bath,
mm-hmm.
the average rent is that you're coming up with $3,500. Well, I have loans with 3% down. So on a $350,000 loan, you're coming up with $3,500, but you own it, and you're not renting it. They talk about you don't have the flexibility of moving. They talk about you don't have to pay for any maintenance, and I get that. But if your home's appreciating at 5% a year on $300,000, I'm making $15,000.
Yeah.
I am not spending $15,000 to fix up my house. Now, for some of us, the tax advantage has gone away. It still doesn't mean home ownership is a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. At 63%, that's one of the lowest numbers we've had in the last 40 years. Normally, we're up around 67 to 68 to almost 70% home ownership.
Right.
There's always people that got to rent. But it's still a great time to own a property, because the property is going to continue to appreciate. At one point, it'll level, but it ain't going to get worse than a rental, because mm-hmm. rental prices ain't going down with the demand as high as it is.
That's not
going to change.
Yeah. You know, when you look at everything, and it's been a while since I've asked you this question, but airwaves of radio, TV, print, full of mortgage companies in Denver. What do you think are just one point or a couple of points that you feel set you apart?
And I love it when you ask me that question. I'm not trying to brag about our company, but you hear a lot of people, there's some of these large companies that say they're so good with the Better Business Bureau. But when you call them, you're going to get into a call center type situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're just processing you like a McDonald's cheeseburger is the way I refer to it. You go from this person to this person to this person.
Right.
And you lose the personal touch. You lose the person listening to you to find out what you want. Not everybody wants the same type of loan. Not everyone has the same credit score. So if you don't listen, you don't find the right product to fit that customer's need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, we'll get several younger people that will come in and want to buy their first home. I asked a woman the other day, she's buying this $540,000 house. This is the first house they're buying, $540,000. And I said, how long do you plan on keeping it? She said, well, I want my kids to be able to graduate high school. And I'm thinking to myself, you have a less than 12% chance of that happening. While they're getting a great loan and they're comfortable with it, the loan they're getting is probably not the actual one they want, because statistics prove that over 70% of the people that buy a house trade out of it or refinance it within 5 years. But they're going to pay a higher rate because of a thinking that they're going to be in it for 30,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's your first home. Life changes. Job changes.
Sure.
Families grow. That doesn't fit no more. So you're starting to see people look at it a little bit different. One of the things that we do is we want to sit down and kind of show you different things. Our job's not to tell you the loan to take. Our job's to listen to what you tell us and then say, here's the product that can fit your needs. So with us, when you call us, you get the same person from start to finish.
Right.
When we first sit down with you and when we go to the closing table, which we do, we're there throughout the entire process. And we believe that's one of the things that makes us different. We want to actually find something that works for you.
Right. And, you know, the programs that you're able, as kind of a broker, to go out and look around and find that right deal. A lot of times, a bank type deal, hey, they'll go, this is the best program we have for you. Well, that's probably the best way to say it. That's the best program they have to offer. But it may not really, truly be the best thing for you.
Yeah, they're all restricted on what they can do because they got a board of directors and say, this is all we want. As a broker, my job is to find the right loan. I have loans, unlike anybody else's, five-year arms. I have a five-year arm that it doesn't readjust every 5 years. You know, it's fixed for five, and then it can readjust and keep increasing. Mine doesn't. It's fixed for five. It moves once, fixed for another five, moves again, fixed for another five. So it recalibrates on the payment. So the rate might go up, but they recalibrate the term because it's a shorter term, so the payment can actually go down even though the rate went up on these new types fixed. A lot of these banks can't do that. They don't have the asset manager. They don't do FHA or USDA. Many of them don't do VA. They don't understand the cash out. They'll stop at 80%. We can go up to 90. There's so many things that people need, and they're very limited in what they have.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons we like being a broker. If there's a loan out there that you're looking for, I'll find it.
Absolutely.
I don't care what it is. I'll find it. And I can do that.
720-895-0500 is the number to Affordable Interest Mortgage. And, again, I've known Kurt for a number of years. And I'm telling you, you will get that personal attention that you need and that you deserve when you're going through this mortgage process. You can check out their website at aimortgage.net. So, Kurt, in your opinion, if rates continue to go up here on us a little bit, how is that going to play out probably over these next, 6 to 12 months?
It'll slow things down, but it's not going to stop them. You'll see a little impact. When the rates go up a half a point, it affects your mortgage payment by 10%. So if you're paying $1,500, you now only can buy $1,350 worth.
Okay.
That's at a half a point. Rates this time a year ago were 3.99. The latest numbers out now for a 30-year fixed or 4.44. So they've gone up about a half a percent. When you start to look at the cost of that, on a $350,000 loan, that's a payment of $1,868. If you're going to 4.4, that's a payment of $1,960. So that's $100 a month in a payment, just underneath a half a percent. So you got to start factoring that in. Now, what the lenders have done is they used to have a cap on what's called DTI, which stands for debt-to-income ratios. Since the mortgage meltdown, there's regulations out that in order for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which are the main purchasers of mortgages, for them to buy the loan, it has to fit into these ratios. Well, they've taken that ratio that was 43%, and they've now raised it to 49.9 in some cases, depending on other factors. Because of prices going up, because of rates going up, they knew that that would have to change. So you could still qualify, but we're still in a pickle. If you look in the Denver market, our average income in Denver is about $62,000 to $63,000 per household. The national average is $50,000. So while our home prices are higher, it doesn't necessarily mean that the people can't afford to buy them. So we're seeing that as becoming part of it. Denver's average income is about 12% higher. Rates are expected to continue to go up, but there are different ways to pay less interest to buy a home. There are ways to not end up paying as much as you should in interest when you're purchasing a home. And there's a lot of different ways to look at that.
Right. Real quick before a break, you mentioned somebody buying a first-time home. What is that? Has that percentage changed much our finances rise, we make more money, but what percent should your mortgage payment be of your net income, gross income? I mean, how do you figure that out?
On a first-time home buyer, the banks really want to keep you at around that 40 to 45%. They really don't want to push that too high. They don't want you to become mortgage poor because if you've never owned a home, once you own one, there's things you're going to want to do. You're going to maybe want to improve the house a little bit. You're going to buy drapes. You're going to buy things that you would not buy if you rent.
Right.
So that's going to take some of your budget away. Yeah, and, when you own a home, you may have a yard. If you're in a condo, you may not. There's other things that will cost you to spend more money. If you're a seasoned homeowner and you've had one in the past, you understand those things and you're bringing a lot of things with you.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing a lot more first-time homebuyers come out to look, and there are many new loan programs out there to help. We have some with as little as 1% down and no mortgage insurance. We have others that, and it's not a VA loan, there's others that you can do 100% down. And you have no monthly mortgage insurance. So there are some benefits to those programs if you want to get in. It's a whole lot cheaper than renting.
Sure.
But there is a commitment to it. When you go to buy a home, there's a commitment.
Wow.
You become part of a community now.
Yes, sir. Hey, you look at 40% for your mortgage, 40% for your health care. Doesn't leave much.
It's at 42 now. Yeah, exactly. Means you're whopping 12%.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And normally we have a lot of different guests on throughout the shows each week. But today, Kurt's taking it over with talking about mortgages. If you've got questions, we'll open up our phone lines, 303-477-5600. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about rates and other different programs that Affordable Interest Mortgage has to offer. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Affordable Interest Mortgage. They are the only mortgage people that we endorse, do business with, and I promise you, Kurt and his team will take wonderful care of you. If you're just maybe thinking about it, this is a guy that you can call and really get all the different facts and things you need to think about. It's 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, again, we hear a lot of ads, radio, TV, newspaper things about rate. I mean, that's probably one of the first words that come up.
What's your best rate?
What's your best rate?
I get that.
So, whenever we hear all these ads, when somebody goes, oh, we've got rates like this, is everybody, every mortgage company in Colorado locked into that rate, or are there ways that you can actually get a better rate than maybe what they hear?
Rates, and I mentioned Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I'm going to kind of go in depth on this.
But okay.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the lenders the backed by the federal government that purchase most loans, and they have guidelines. And when I talk about these hits to the loan and the cost to a loan and why rates are they are, in order to sell the loan to Fannie or Freddie, these are standard. They go across the industry. Now, that doesn't mean that this lender and this lender have the same rate, but the cost to do the loan is the same. And that's what a lot of people have a hard time understanding. And most mortgage brokers won't tell you this. Mm-hmm. They will just let you say, well, here's my rate, and there's no cost, or here's my rate, and you got to pay half a point. The easiest way to get a better rate is by putting more money down. The reason behind that is risk. Understand that the bank looks at everything as you as a risk. The less risk you have to them, the lower the rate is, because they're pretty well guaranteed you're going to make your payments on time.
Right.
That was the reason for the invention of mortgage insurance. So if you're doing a loan at 95%, your rate's going to be higher than you're doing it at 70%. The risk is less. That's number one. There are other things that come into play that, and I've talked with many people about this, their credit score. Somebody will say to me, well, I got a 700 credit score, I'm going to get the best rate. I don't want to hurt your feelings. No, you're not. Because of these guidelines, because of these rules, a 700 is going to have what's called a hit to the cost of the loan, because the risk on a 700 score is higher than the risk on a 720. And the example I use, let's take that $350,000 loan. Because you're a 700 to a 719, there's a hit to the loan that's going to cost you $4,375. I don't care where you go. It's a standard Fannie Freddie hit. So in order for you to get a rate quoted to where you're not paying it, the rate has to go up for it to be absorbed in the rate. $4,375 with a 700 to 719. At a 720, that fee drops to $2,625. You're still, even you're a 7, let's say you're 739, you're still paying close to $2,700 on an 80% loan to value because of your credit score. If you're above a 740, which is the highest that they go, I mean, your credit score can go higher, but at that point, Fannie and Freddie kind of just say, we're fine with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're good.
It's still costing you $1,750. So the difference from a 700 to a 740 is $3,000. While most people think they have a 700, that's a great score. Understanding and paying attention to your credit score will save you more money than almost anything else you do in a mortgage. And it's so easy to do. There's so many little ways to modify and improve your credit score. It doesn't mean you have a lot of credit. And it doesn't mean that you don't use your credit. You can use your credit cards and pay them off every month. Your score will come up. But there's sometimes a better way to use your credit cards and pay them off and improve your score higher. I had one lady with $1,000 that we took and moved her score from a 623 to a 698. With $1,000. And all we did was pay down five of her credit cards by $200 each. And she improved her score by 75 points. So there's a lot of little things that you can do. Now, let's say you have you want to put more than 20% down. Using the same numbers as I said before, just by dropping your loan to value from 80% to 75, you cut everything down to $875. So you can go from 46 to 875. Just if you got a better score.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, now you want to start taking cash out, which a lot of people do. There's a hit for that because why? The risk is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say, well, I'm not taking cash out. I'm paying off my first and my second. Unless the second was obtained with the first, you have a cash out hit. Because the cash out came after the first, and that's the way Fannie and Freddie look at it. I'm not making this up for my company. I'm telling you, this is what's standard across the board. But most mortgage brokers don't want to tell you that.
Right. What are some things, and this may have to be for another show to give you time to think about this, but what are some things, because like at the end of the show, I'll say, Kurt, you have a disclosure, and you do. There are certain things that a mortgage company has to tell you, but like I say, there are certain things, I mean, they're not required to.
No, they don't.
Any other thing just pop in your mind of what they really don't have to tell you that you feel like, you know, hey, we do?
Well, we want to tell you the different products. What I try to explain to all my loan officers, when you're listening to the customer, you should always be able to give them two options. Because our pay doesn't change. Mm-hmm. If you're doing a $350,000 loan, whether you're doing an ARM or a fixed 15, 20, I get paid the same. My job is to find the loan that fits you. And because of regulations, almost every broker is the same way. I hear some of these people talk about, well, they're salary-based. Okay, to me, that's misleading. Because if you're a full-time employee in a mortgage company, you have to be paid salary-based, hourly, minimum wage. That's salary-based. Now, once you've done a loan that makes you more, you get paid more. But they don't tell you that in those commercials. They just say you're salary-based to give you the assumption that you're getting a better deal with a salary-based. But they're just, and I really have a hard time when those people want to advertise that way, and then they run you through a warehouse of people to get the loan answered.
Yeah.
And the reason they do that is they don't pay a whole lot of them a whole lot of money.
Because you get those calls where people have been through that process and haven't been helped properly.
We get a lot of those.
Yeah.
Because they're not listening to the customer and what the customer needs. So but you are required anytime you talk with a customer, they must know your NMLS number, must state that you're regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and you're an equal credit lender. In commercials or any kind of print, you got to put down the name of your company and the phone number that goes with that. But those are the standard things that have to be told. Other than that, no. If the rate you charge a customer has extra credit, you got to tell them what it is and give it. You can't keep it. You can't charge the customer outside the loan for anything extra. If you put a fee on an itemization and that fee is too low, I got to write the check. I don't get to charge the customer anymore. If the appraiser comes in more than what I told him, I got to write the check. So you have to pay more attention. But sure, most brokers are like that, and they understand that.
Now, you mentioned the lady where you pay $200 on 5 credit cards, and it helped her a lot.
Yeah.
So what percentage of clients do you say you do something like that with? Is it 5%, 10%, 20% of clients that you can do something like that with?
It depends on the loan. If I can approve a person, let's say I get a credit score and it says that they're a 721 and I can approve them of 11 points, I'm not going to tell them because it's not going to change anything in their loan.
Gotcha.
If I can approve them 45, I might say, if you take this kind of money and pay this, or you raise these limits, you can improve your score and it will have this effect over here. If it can help them, I will tell them. On that case, it's probably 40% of the time. The ones we actually help are probably closer to 15%.
Right.
Before we proceed with the loan, we'll go in and help them repair their credit. Now, we're not a credit repair company, but through experience, there's certain little things I can see you do. And when I run a credit report, it will tell me right on the report how many points I can improve your score.
And my reason for bringing this up is this, that sometimes people wait till the last minute. Maybe, okay, we want to do this. They want to call you right then. And maybe it takes 2 or 3 months to do a couple of things. So if someone's thinking about, it's never too early to make that call to you to sit down and look at some of these things to say, hey, look, I can get you to where you guys need to be, but we need about 60, 90 days to get these payments in, get this thing showing this, that kind of thing. So never too early.
We actually have quite a few customers that are in that process. First-time buyers, people wanting to buy a home. And we'll start out, and when we run your credit, we normally run one credit bureau. I don't need all three. One will tell me what I need to know. It'll tell me how much I can improve your score. Depending on what you want to buy and what you qualify for, we'll sit down with you and say, well, if you make these minor changes, we believe this will happen and this is what we can do. Then the customer goes out and do it. One of the nice things is once you've made the changes, in 5 days, I can have your score replaced. I don't have to wait 60.
I can,
because I have your credit report, I can come in what we call the back door and get the agency to get it changed immediately. So you can expedite the process. But we can tell you how to improve your score. If you're thinking about buying in October, you might want to look now just so you know what your score is and have an idea how to make it better, because we talked earlier, $4,400 with a 719 credit score, you're like, that's not fair. That's what everybody has to charge. Fannie and Freddie says that's what you have to pay.
All right. And you got real quick before our break, you got to love those people that you get everything all ready and they swing over to see Jake Jabs at American Furniture Warehouse and spend $7,000 or $8,000 while you're in the middle of that process. When we come back, let's talk about maybe a couple of things, what you don't want to do while you're going through the mortgage process. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
I was out on my motorcycle, and a car came out of nowhere and hit me. And I was hurt bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't go to work. My bike was totaled. I had some savings, but that's all gone. And on top of all that, the person who hit me didn't have any insurance at all. I just don't know what to do.
After you've been in a motorcycle accident, call Kevin Flesh at Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance company designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you to get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now and get back on the road.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers himself, the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, is with us, talking about our mortgages, rates, different things. And Kurt, before we get back into a couple of details, I mentioned right before the break there, there's some things you don't want to do once you're in this application process. And when I say funny story, maybe funny now, but wasn't then when all of a sudden you right in the very close to closing and all of a sudden they've spent some money they didn't tell you about?
I was 3 days away from closing one of my clients, and he was going to take some cash out. Either he was going to buy a truck or do some home improvement. He had decided he was going to pull out about $50,000. So 3 days before, all of a sudden I get a notice from the lender that they repulled his credit, what's called a soft pull, to see if he had any new debt. Well, he had gone out and bought a $50,000 truck with a payment of $742 a month.
That'll hurt you.
And I called him up. I said, did you really do this? He goes, yeah. He said, but I'm going to get $50,000 out. I'm just going to pay cash. I said, I can't get you the loan because now your debt-to-income ratio doesn't matter. The regulations require the debt that you have at time of close. Hmm. We eventually solved the problem, but it took us another 2 weeks to get it fixed, kind of restructure the loan to make it work. I'll see people that want to go buy a house, and they'll go spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 on appliances on a new house they're buying. So what I've done now is I actually have a document with my people. I say 24 hours prior to close, they're going to rerun your credit. So if you've gone out and charged anything, consider it can stop your loan from closing. Clearly states that. So please, before you spend more than $1,000 on anything, check with me first. Right. Some people can do it. It doesn't affect them. Some people can't. Those are just things that come into play. And it's not like somebody's not thinking you can afford it. It's just it doesn't fit into the ratios that they're required to have.
Sure.
Yes, I've had it happen several times.
So now we talked about getting a better rate, and you talked about, you know, more money down because that lowers the risk. Are there other ways to save interest on a mortgage without putting a chunk of money?
Actually, there are several ways to do that if you kind of pay attention and ask the right questions. One of the first ways is do an ARM. Like I said, over 70% of the people aren't in the home over 5 to 7 years, or they refinance it. Well, if you get a rate that's maybe a half a point better, not only do you save the money, your payoff will be less money in 5 years on an ARM than it will be on a fixed, and you're spending less to get there because you're paying less profit to the bank at the rate. You're paying less interest, so you're owning the home quicker. Now, some people don't like ARMs because they think, you know, they may be in the house longer. That's great. That's why I talked about that 5, 5, and 5 I have. Mm-hmm. When it readjusts, it locks in for another 5 instead of it can keep changing and keep going up. That's a great option if you think you're going to be there between 4 and 10 years. It's not going to hurt you. Plus, you're paying the home off faster. Some other ways that a lot of people don't think about, most lenders today, we're the only country in the world that does a 30-year fixed, and I've talked about that in the past. What people are starting to do is understand how to pay the bank less interest is go a shorter term. And you don't have to go to 25 or 20 or 15 or 10. You can go to 26. You can go to 21. You can go to 17. You can go to 13. You could pick your term and make it fit. Understand, and I just ran some numbers again on that $350,000 property. If you go from a 30-year to roughly a 26-year, it's going to cost you about $90 more a month, but you're going to save probably anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 in that 5 years just in having a lower payoff after paying the extra money.
Right.
But here's where it becomes really attractive. If you take that 30-year and drop it to a 21-year, so you're taking 9 years off your mortgage, that's going to cost you about $377 more. But at the end of the 5 years, after you spent that $377, your equity, your payoff is still over $70,000 less than a 30-year. Hmm. So spend the $377 and you still make another $70,000. So if you want, that's real money. That's right, money that's sure. Going in 9 years. You got 70 grand more equity to take out, go do something else with. So we talk to people about if you're thinking about a mortgage, maybe change the term a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking the same interest rate on a 21-year or a 30-year. 4.44, which I said at the beginning, I'm using that same rate. And normally when you shorten the term, the rate's going to go down, so you could even save more money. So there's look at the term of the loan that you have
right.
And how much you feel comfortable with, and you'd be surprised how much money. And we can do that. We can show you in 5 minutes how much the savings is.
And you've talked about before, we're the only country around doing these 30-year deals, right?
Well, yeah, and the compound interest, which is the way they amortize them, it costs you a whole lot more money. So, yeah, we're the only country in the world that does it. Most of the rest of the countries don't do that. They actually do balloons. Hmm. A lot of them do a lot of 15-year balloons. And it works out because most people don't stay in a home for 15 years.
Sure.
Start looking back on how long you've stayed in your home. There's some, but not most.
Right.
Works better. It's all about risk. We've talked about that.
Absolutely. Now, you've talked about in the past, you know, about fixed mortgages, and you just used the two words I want to talk about now, the compound interest. Kind of explain what that means on a mortgage.
Okay. If you get your, when you close on a loan, they're going to send you what's called an amortization schedule. Our loans are classified as compound interest. What that means is if you have a payment of $1,960, of that payment, about $665 is going to principal. $1,300 is going towards interest. So you make the first payment. What they do is subtract that principal from the $350. You have a balance of $349, $334. They will then in turn charge the rate times the months to calculate it again. So now all of a sudden, your principal goes from $665 to $668. Your interest goes from $1,295 down to $1,292. And because of that, you're paying a lot more interest up front. The majority of the interest you pay on a mortgage, about 70% of it's paid in the first 6 to 7 years because it's re-amortizing every month, not every year. If you were to take that loan, here's something that many people, that you hear them talk about, well, look at how people will cover their hands to show you the APR and what you're paying to buy the home. Well, it's really kind of scary. On this $350,000 loan, you will pay back $355,000 in interest plus the $350,000 that you borrowed to own a home. And that's at an interest rate of 4.44. You can control that if you just ask questions and look for different ways to make it work. Compound interest. Do you really want to pay that much up front? The average person will pay 78 to 80% of what you borrow is what you're going to pay back in profit to the bank on a compound interest loan. I mean, I think banks need to make it, but that's huge.
Sure.
That's why shorter terms, you start saving the 70. There's a way that you really can save yourself a lot of money by going into those kind of loans.
Now, you mentioned earlier when I was asking, you know, the different programs you have, you said, hey, a lot of folks out there don't have the asset manager. So let's talk about that. That's a good lead into that. So how does this asset manager mortgage differ, and how can it save not just the payment?
Well, the asset manager, and we've talked about this many times, John Rush has the loan. It's a different concept of looking at it, and it came from Australia. It didn't come from the United States. It came into the United States in 1999. There were two lenders offering it. And what it does, most people will have a checking account. And you put your money into a checking account. I call it like a clearinghouse, so you can pay all your bills.
Just like you normally put in a checking account now.
Right. But with the average person, they'll put the money in there, and then they'll write a check to their mortgage. What they learned back in 1965 when they invented this loan, they attached the checking account, a savings account, and a mortgage. They're all wrapped into one. Now, what that means is when you, let's say you deposit $5,000 a month into your checking account. It sits there, does nothing, and you write out your bills. At the end of the month, you might have $500 left over.
Okay? Right.
What happens with this loan is it takes that $5,000 and basically pays you the same rate as you're paying on the mortgage. So let's say you're paying 4.5. It's going to pay you 4.5% on that $5,000 every day it sits there. It's going to then take that money and apply it to your principal. Nowhere else, goes right to your principal. So it lowers your payoff quickly. At the end of the month, you might still have the same $500, but you gained anywhere from 20 to 25 days worth of interest on $5,000.
Sure.
And because of that, they take your average balance. So again, let's go back to the $350 loan. Have a loan for $350, you put in $5,000, it drops it to $345. By the time you've paid your bills, you're up to $349. But the average daily was $347. That's what your payment's on. It's not compound interest, it's simple interest. So now all of a sudden, you're not paying another $1,200, $1,300 in interest. You're paying less because the payoff is less and your payment's on your payoff. So you take money that sits around that might make you 0 to 0.5%, and now all of a sudden, it's like a savings account. It's paying you 4.5% or 5% or 5.5%. It's still accessible. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go anywhere. It now pays you money to put the money in the bank.
And we've talked about this before. Most of the time when you talk about something getting paid off early, you have to change something in your spending habit, not by this, not by that. Here, we're really not talking about changing anything you do except, hey, pay your bills, you know, maybe around the 23rd, 24th, 25th, whatever. Make sure they get come in that month, and that money's working for you all the time. But you really don't have to change anything about your daily spending habits.
Yeah, you're so correct with that. We're not asking you to change your budget. The basic thing we'll ask you to do is change your bank account. You're going to have a checking account with a different bank, mm-hmm. the bank that's tied to this mortgage. It works like any other bank. Your money's insured. Everything about it's safe. But now the money in this bank also works like a savings account. Some people will say, I'm not comfortable with that. I said, if you had $10,000, are you going to put it in a jewelry box in the your bedroom, or you're going to put it in the bank. You're going to put it in a savings account to make something.
Sure.
Well, putting it in this is the same thing. It's going to pay you that 4.5 to 5. And it's now going to work for you. We call it lazy money. The money that's not making you money isn't working. And in today's world, that money needs to work for you. And I'm not talking the stock market or other things. You can take that lazy money that sits around that you spend every month and make it go to work for you. I got people paying off their homes in 12 to 13 years with no changes. If they decide to modify it, I've had them pay them off. You can see on my website, I got a couple people paid off their home in 5 years and 2 months. They didn't spend any extra. They just moved money that they had that wasn't paying them 4.5 to 5, and they put it over here. And now, all of a sudden, they own their house free and clear. Besides that, with the asset manager, one of the best parts about it is once you pay the money down, again, let's go back to that $350,000 loan. Let's say you pay it off in 8 years. You don't have to close it out. You now have a line of credit for 30 years. So for the next 22 years, you can access that money. You don't need to come to me. It's the last loan you will have as long as you own that house. You want to do a home improvement? Money's right there. You run across a speed bump in life where you become unemployed? The money's there. Write the check. My neighbor was unemployed for 18 months.
Right.
She had this money. She was able to pay her bills, keep her credit score, and her child stayed in Highlands Ranch and no suffering in 2008 when the market crashed. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one person ever to foreclose with this type of loan. One. 13 million people closed with a 30-year fixed.
Wow.
So it protects you in those emergencies when the speed bumps of life come along.
Sure.
And they may happen.
Absolutely. Again, if you're interested in this, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Are you well-positioned today with your current financial advisors? Or should you consider switching advisors? And if so, how can you find the right one? To help people like you, Dot Mechtenberg offers a free second opinion service. Let Dot help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807 or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters, right here with Mr. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. A few minutes left, Kurt. So, Kurt, let's talk a little bit about the term pre-qualification in pre-approval for someone buying a home. Because I'm telling you, I talk to a lot of people out there and with realtors that are both friends of ours, and people still get that mixed up.
The way you go about buying a home has changed drastically. I saw on Channel 9 last night, they had quite a few realtors talking about the market, and they all said you need to see a lender first. It used to not be that way. Go find the house, then get the lender. Well, now you have to get the lender first because realtors won't even talk to you to spend the time because they're so busy and there's not enough homes to sell. What is happening, a pre-qual means you call me up, I get basic information over the phone, I run it through a computer and say, according to your income, according to your debt, boom, we're good to go. I think you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not approving you. I think you qualify for what you're telling me. Purchase contracts, you can't get an offer on a purchase contract with a pre-qual.
Right.
It has to be a pre-approval. What the difference is, and a lot of people have a hard time understanding that, but this is a regulation. In order to give someone a pre-approval, I need to be able to verify 2 years' worth of employment. I need to be able to see 60 days' worth of pay stubs and a 2-year work history, whether it's W-2s, however I do it. I don't need your tax returns, but I need to see how much you say you make. I need to see 60 days worth of bank statements. You have to have money in the bank if you're buying a home. Where's the money coming sure. from to put down? I right. need to see that. If you are self-employed, because you may get bonuses or you may get other items as far as pay, if it's on your tax returns, I need to see your tax returns. I appreciate you telling me, but if I don't see, and if you have a business tax return, I need to see it. Because how the lender looks at it for qualifying, they need to see that to say you're approved. If you have investment properties, I need to see your tax returns to show how you're depreciating your properties out, how much money I can count for income for that. Though I must see those to be able to give you a pre-approval.
Is that 2 years?
2 years worth of
okay.
both. If you own other property, I need to see the mortgage statement on it. If it's rented, I need to see the lease agreement. They must be active. I need to see these things to prove what you're telling me is there. That's what it takes to get pre-approved. I have those documents in. Now, I can do those paperless. You don't have to bring them to me. I don't have to come get them. There's a couple different ways you can send them to me. You can take a picture of them on your phone and send them to me. But I have to be able to see them. So when I'm filling out that pre-approval and I'm sending it to the agents,
right.
every listing agent will pick up the phone and call me on a pre-approval and ask me these questions. Have you seen these documents? Now, there's many brokers that will give you pre-approval that haven't done this. And there's actually quite a few. Lately, we've seen a lot of realtors that are now asking, these are the seller's realtor, the listing agent. They're now asking the buyer to give them bank statements or to give them proof of employment. Well, you can't do that. That's a violation.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to eliminate taking a house off the market if you haven't got to this point.
Sure.
This only takes 24 hours. You send it to me, I can have an answer in 24 hours, have your approval, you're done. I even have an app now to where I put your approval on your phone. It's an app on your phone. You punch in the price of the house, it'll tell you if you're approved or not. It's done, as long as I have this. It's very simple.
Wow.
But in order to get that, you need this type of pre-approval. Everything else, everybody, they won't even take the offer into the seller.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's important.
Got it. Couple minutes left here. I know we got to save time for your disclosure. Anything else you want to touch on?
Well, we've talked about this in the past about being mortgage safe. And I'll get a call every now and then as to what I mean by that. With home values appreciating at 10%, you have equity in your home. While you may not need the money now, you may need the money later. You don't need to come to me and refinance and take cash out, but you should be able to access that cash. So if you've got a house that's worth $400 and you owe $300, maybe go out and get a second mortgage for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. It's nominal cost to go up front. It might cost you $600, $800 to get the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the money out, but have that money sitting there should something happen. If the economy changes, you may become unemployed. There's an emergency that pops up. Instead of touching your savings or instead of missing a payment, like my neighbor, I learned a long time ago, had she not had that safeguard through the asset manager, she'd have lost her home. But because of it, because she had extra money that was there, she could handle those times that come up that we don't like, those speed bumps. You know, little Johnny hurt himself, and I got this medical expense. or my company got shut down and I'm laid off for 6 months.
Right.
You still get the bills, don't go away.
Sure.
So this allows, I call it being mortgage safe. Protect your mortgage. It costs you almost nothing. Just let it sit there. You don't have to take the money till the emergency. When you sell the house, it goes away. Wow. So it's a great way to kind of insure your home by yourself and instead of letting somebody else do it.
Sure. And I know it's tough on radio to see this, but I'm telling you, Kurt knows his stuff. I mean, all these numbers and all these different equations he's done during this whole hour. He's just looking at me just talking this. He doesn't sit here with an encyclopedia of different notebooks trying to read all this stuff. He knows his business. Make sure you get the great help that you need when you're looking at a mortgage, refinance, reverse mortgage. They can handle it all right there for you. Your disclosure, sir.
Okay. I quoted a rate earlier, 4.44. The APR is 4.689. That is for a 30-year fixed, unless I was specific about 21 or 26. 740 FICO score, max DTI is 49%, 80% loan to value or less. We are regulated by DORA. We are an equal credit lender. Our NMLS number is 298191, and our phone number is 720-895-0500 at AIMortgage.net.
Always a great show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt. Again, AIMortgage.net, 720-895-0500. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.